The Racing Pulse Hong Kong Racing Watch. Hutchie's Honkers with Clint Hutchison.
It is a very important Hutchie's Honkers segment today because, as I said, at the end of day two, when we are looking around for places to punt on, it will be Happy Valley tonight, and Hutchie is here to help everyone out. How are you, Hutchie?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael. How's day one of the ball for you, mate? Did you have a late one? Are you playing this morning, or are you ready to charge?
A little hard-ridden, to be honest. It gets us every year, Hutchie, as you know, only too well.
Yes, I do. So, anyway, I'll be watching the coverage again today and looking forward to it. It was a fantastic, what a feature race yesterday. What a fantastic day it was.
The Briley was just absolutely stirring. Hopefully we can find a few more winners than we did on day one today, and then we'll just charge straight into Happy Valley tonight.
That's what we're going to do, Michael. I think it's a good card at the Valley this evening. We had a bit of inclement weather there. We've got this sort of ball-type rain falling pretty much for the last 10 days in Hong Kong. So it might be a little rain-affected, but back on fresh ground with the rail on the true, and I think we've got a couple of nice winners, including race 3, number 5, Big 2. Like this guy, I think he's got a very good chance. Look, he's been getting closer and closer to a win. At the moment on the tote, he's around $3.50. I think he'll start close to $3. Huey Bowman to ride. Huey beat this horse last start on a horse called Northern Beast, who won nicely, but he maps to get the right run. It's a pretty thin race, and I think you want to be, you know, on that fresh ground at the Valley tonight, which is exactly where this horse will be, and he's in the right vein of form. So hopefully we can land a nice winner there with race 3, number 5, Big 2.
I like it. Huey Bowman on board. Where else do we go, Hutchie?
Yeah, the rest of the cards are pretty competitive. I think there's a good chance in race 7. It's horse number 11. He's around $4 at the moment. The horse's name is Ka Ying Chia. You'll be saying cheers a bit tonight as well. So you won't forget the name of this one. All you've got to remember is Ka Ying. So Ka Ying Chia, race 7, number 11. And look, he goes up in class, but he had a bit of a mid-season break following a string of good runs. They put him away. They brought him back. He found one better on the night, but he'll strip a little bit fitter. The rise in class, he drops a lot in weight. He drops about 7 or 8 kilos. Jumps, put him straight on speed. He'll be sitting 1-2 in the run, and hopefully with that lightweight, they won't catch him. Andrea or Denny will ride him for leading trainer Pierre Rung. I think he looks a great chance. There's two to beat. Co-partner Prance for Zach and Beauty Infinity, which is Zach normally rides, but Brenton Abdullah rides. So for those who like a Quinella, you can throw those two in. But I think Ka Ying Chia around $4 looks a good bet.
I like that. Race 7, number 11. And Hutchie, just a quick word too on what was a remarkable performance by Romantic Warrior on Sunday. What a great Champions Day it was.
Oh, fantastic day, wasn't it? Yeah, nothing went right, like J-Mate really said in the run, but didn't go right for the runner-up either. Prognosis was some sort of run. Missed a start by 5, took off early. I understand why they did it. They weren't making up a lot of ground on the day, so I think while she could be critical of the ride, I think under the conditions it was probably the right sort of move on the runner-up. But, gee, he just knows where the post is, that horse. He keeps winning. They're going to go to Japan now, and he'll be a great chance there. And they might have more Hong Kong representation that you see that can end. So looking forward to that. Brilliant win. Golden 60. Oh, look, I think the wet track just played against him. Great ride from Zach on the winner. Got away with a soft lead. I was disappointed that no one else wanted to take it up. I think it was there for the taking. They didn't do it, but Zach did, and he to the victor land the spoils, and that's exactly the case. And the sprint race, the wet track really suited, of course, the winner, but a couple of nice runs going forward, but didn't dent really Lucky Swainess's form. Of course, Invincible Sage had been runner-up to Lucky Swainess just a couple of weeks ago, and he won't be too worried about what he saw.
Hutchie, good punting tonight and today at the Bull. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks, Michael. Good luck. Thank you.